This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from their first ever NBA championship. For the first time in the finals, they lead the Pacers 3-2, a resounding Game 5 home court win, 120-109, as the Thunder have two shots to get one win to hoist their first ever NBA title. Tonight, magnificent work by Jalen Williams with 40 points, a career playoff high.
That was Matt Pinto on Thunder Radio. Yeah, Jalen Williams, 40 points, 24 of them in the second half. He went 8 for 13. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, also amazing, 31, 4 blocks, 10 assists. And now OKC looks like they have this thing wrapped up. Welcome to the show,
Matthew
Gray, Andrew Perloff. Yeah, it's over.
No.
That's fine.
So you think that game six, you think that Oklahoma City, who can't hit three-pointers, is going to hit almost 50% of their three-pointers in Indiana?
I think that having 23 turnovers for the Pacers or 23, you know, or steals, however you want to put this, is the stifling defense from the Thunder and how they're turning over the Pacers. It was a miracle that the Pacers could win game one in this finals.
Yeah,
they turned the ball over. Last night, not the same.
It was almost exactly the same game. They had 25 turnovers in game one to 7 for the Thunder. And then the Thunder got tired and the Pacers made a run. Last night they made the run. And then something happened at the end where the Thunder were able to answer because they hit their threes last night, which never happened.
Okay, but
that is not going to happen again in game six. We're going to have to win differently.
But you're saying at the end. So, like, what have the Pacers really been doing this entire postseason? The comebacks, right?
Yeah,
comebacks
get hot at the end.
Have been amazing. But the end of a basketball game, an NBA game, is like 4 minutes. The Thunder.
The timing was off, you're saying.
The timing was totally up. So the Pacers cut the deficit to 2 with 8.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Too much time left. The Pacers couldn't hold up. Then all of a sudden, you had OKC went on like this 14-4 run, and it was curtains again. And here's another big reason why I actually liked this series going into it. I know Perloff has 100 problems with how this series is being played. We'll get into that. But I thought this was going to be a pretty compelling series, and it has been. But now with Tyrese Halliburton even more banged up than he was before, I think it's over. It was admirable what the Pacers have been able to do in this entire postseason. Yep. How they've been great on the road. How they've been able to have these unbelievable comebacks. Mm. But they're out of gas now.
The Thunder are exhausted. That's a fact. They just got torched by TJ McConnell. You think a non-exhausted Shai Gilgeous-Alexander played 38 minutes last night. He's not used to that. He's dragging. He's grabbing his shorts like my old man run on Saturday morning. He looks tired. I'm telling you, last night, Jalen Williams, 3 for 5 from three-point. He was 3 for 14 from the series coming in. They go out to Indy. They're not going to be able to shoot like that. The big problem, to me, the story of the game last night was the Pacers' run got cut short because Tyrese Halliburton was not himself.
Right. Well, here's the other part, though. You're saying that the Thunder looked tired. Well, TJ McConnell had this amazing third quarter where he keeps the Pacers in this game.
Right.
And then he barely plays in the fourth quarter because of a combination of Rick Carlisle wanting to ride with Tyrese Halliburton. And also, he was tired. I think he has to come out of the game because he only plays on one speed.
That's very true. But he had to be rested at that point. I think that Rick Carlisle wanted to go with the guy who got in there, which makes sense. But 34 minutes for Halliburton last night was baffling. I'm not the only one with this take. I think everyone came away from that game and said, Ricardo, what happened? Why'd you go with Halliburton? He clearly was favoring his right calf, was totally ineffective.
At one point left the game in the first half because the calf was so
bad. Was grabbing it the whole game. Yeah. That was what was different. What was different last night was there was no Halliburton for that run at the end. OKC had trouble scoring the last 3 minutes, just like they had in game one. It was just the Pacers didn't have their thing going. There was no Pacers last-minute heroics.
No magic. Here is Rick Carlisle saying Tyrese Halliburton is battling through an injury.
He's not 100%. It's pretty clear. But I don't think he's going to miss the next game. And, you know, we were concerned at halftime. And he insisted on playing. And I thought he made a lot of really good things happen in the second half. But he's not 100%, you know. And there's a lot of guys in this series that aren't.
Okay, more from Carlisle saying he appreciates Halliburton's toughness to play through being hurt.
This is a lifetime opportunity, and not many guys are going to sit, you know, even if they're a little banged up. You know, if you're injured, that's a different story, you know. But we'll evaluate everything with Tyrese and, you know, see how he wakes up tomorrow.
He's just such a... At times can be a really maddening player to watch, right? Because Halliburton is a pass-first point guard. You understand what he's trying to do. But last night, Perloff, in a Game 5 on the road, when you are the best player on the team, him and Pascal Siakam are the two best players on the Pacers, you're 0-for-6, you know? You're 0-for-4 from 3. The only points he had were 4 free throws. Manny is... it's not enough. Now, here's more from Carlisle, why he took out T.J. McConnell. Now, McConnell, as I said, had this unbelievable quarter.
T.J. Michael Jordan McConnell? Is that who you're talking about?
Something like that. Is that what his friends call him?
Yeah,
He was 6-for-8.
I saw this meme going around that was half T.J. McConnell's face, half Michael Jordan's face.
Call him A.J. McConnell.
I'm surprised it took this long. We're 5 minutes in the show and no one's brought up T.J. McConnell's sister.
Fair point.
Carlisle took him out because he was tired.
He was very tired. That's why we got him out. And I think there was a play early in the fourth where it looked like fatigue had set in there. And then, you know, Ty was back in. And then that group went on a good run there. So, yeah, it's always a consideration.
Listen, we can slice and dice this thing 100 ways.
No. There's no 100 ways. He should have put T.J. McConnell back in.
Okay, I'll give you that.
That's one way.
But he would have also ran out of gas. Like, it's...
Him back. He had a rest. Maybe put him back with 4 minutes left or something like that. Because he did get a big rest. What time was... I don't have the time.
So he played about 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, but a minute 50 of it was after Carlisle had waved the white flag.
So I think that he could have gotten back in earlier.
Listen, I don't care. You turn the ball over that much.
Yeah.
It the 23 turnovers. Again, I thought game one, we all said it after game one. How do you win a game when you turn the ball over like that?
You saw it. They did the same thing last night. They dragged the Thunder into deep water, and the Thunder got wiped out tired, and they were coming back. And then first two things happened. The Thunder actually hit three-pointers, and Tyrese Halliburton couldn't take over the game like he's done.
Thunder 14-for-32, so about 44% from three.
Uncharacteristic.
Okay, I think this is over. I've appreciated what the Pacers have done. They've kept everything very interesting. These are two teams with zero history. These are emerging stars in the NBA. We didn't have a LeBron or a Steph Curry to kind of fall back on as the big star. And I've appreciated how these finals have gone. That being said, I do think this is over because I don't think the Pacers have enough, because if Halliburton is in any way seriously compromised, the magic is gone.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned he was 0-for-6. I don't think this is a Tyrese Halliburton has to do more situation, because I'm going to err on the side of the injury. I think that at the end of the day, that calf injury seems like he's a different player. So remember, that was a storyline. He's got to be more aggressive. I just don't think we need to go there for him. Don't you think it's the injury?
He shouldn't play.
No, I mean, I just think at the end of the day, in 3 months when we're evaluating this series, we're not going to say, man, Tyrese Halliburton came up small. I think we're going to say Tyrese Halliburton was hurt. No, you still play him, but, you know, this happens. Guys are compromised. The NBA is a war of attrition in such a major way. you could go throughout the NBA Finals history and you can say, oh, that guy was on the court, but he was a little bit diminished.
I know. See, the only thing is, though, when we're talking about this grand stage and I think about guys being hurt, I have two things that immediately come to my mind. Obviously, one is grainy black and white-ish footage of Willis Reed limping back onto a court, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want
a boost.
That was one game.
No, I understand, but that's lives on. And then I'll give you another one, which is Isaiah Thomas, who turned his ankle horribly and still played and still was a Warrior.
I know this what you is mean, where, but that's a one game.
I know, but this is what Tyrese Haliburton, like, that's the bar when we're talking about the NBA Finals. It's not going to be, my calf is a little, we've seen guys play through what looks like excruciating pain.
Yeah, he did it, and he played through all that, but I would think of Steph Curry in the comeback series for Cleveland. Mm. He remember he had been out the series before, or two series before, with a knee injury. I just saw it like, wow, that's not the real Steph Curry throughout the thing, especially defensively. I mean, he was just toast in that series. I do think these minor injuries affect everything. I mean, are you ripping the Warriors for losing when KD went out? I mean,
literally
he was
tore
out.
His Achilles.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that was injured.
Yeah, but I do think you're right. I understand what you're saying, but you can't say he's doing something wrong when he's not himself. We see this all the time in the NBA where guys are out there, but they're not really out there full strength.
You're going to be kinder to Tyrese Haliburton than I think history is going to be.
Oh, no. This is going to be the calf injury game because the guy's obviously hurt. I mean, he's not going to get surgery, but do you not think he's injured? Like,
I do, but I don't think people are going to, like, look back on that and say, well, what could the guy do? You know, especially if he's out there and they continue to play him, then it's going to be like, well, you're out there. We expect you to be a force. But here's the other question I want to ask you and the audience at 888-710-4ISN. Yes, you. Are you finding these games compelling? Because I am.
Mm.
They're close. They're interesting. The chess match between the two head coaches is obvious. You know, substitutions last night obviously favored more Mark Daigneault, not Rick Carlisle. Carlisle has been great in the playoffs. I think this has been good. You are not a fan of the series. You've never been a fan. You didn't like this from the get-go, and I feel like the play has not changed your mind.
That's absolutely not fair.
Okay.
It's not that I don't like it. I just understand why a casual fan would have no interest in the series.
Okay.
Because the style of play. You were seeing, I watched Jalen Williams 40 points last night. Incredible game.
Yeah.
I just watched a highlight reel of the shots. Mid-range, sort of a layup. It's a non-spectacular style of basketball. And I just don't think it's kind of like Tim Duncan in a shooting guard version. I saw a comparison that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a perfect combination of LaMarcus Aldridge and Dwayne Wade. Like, this is not...
But Wade was exciting.
But if you take LaMarcus Aldridge, was the definition of non-exciting. So you put the two of them together and you get, okay. It's just mid-range. Like, nobody wants to see that 9-foot shot. It kind of reminds me of Duncan and the Spurs, who gutted the NBA ratings because it'd be the fourth quarter and he had this unstoppable 14-foot bank shot. And that's kind of what the Thunder are. Their style of ball is just not, to me, like the kind of basketball I want to see. I call it the Vince Carter scale.
Okay.
Vince Carter, the ultimate, and Tim Duncan is the exact opposite.
Okay. But Vince Carter had very little postseason success.
I know. Yeah, you asked me, I'm saying this is the kind of basketball I enjoy.
Wait, but hold on 1 second. I just want to make sure, are we talking about you don't enjoy this basketball or this series has not given you moments yet? Because I think you're talking about moments.
No. The Spurs, during their run, I'll be totally honest, they could have had the most dramatic moments of all time. I just didn't care because that was not entertaining basketball to watch.
Well, one of the most dramatic moments in the history of the finals did happen against the Spurs because that's when Ray Allen hit the shot in Game 6 in Miami. But, you know, there's a couple things that happened with the Spurs. Yes, they played a fundamental style. Yes, you had Tim Duncan. But Ginobili was exciting.
No.
Okay.
Vince Carter's exciting.
Ginobili was really good.
He was a sixth man. But Tim Duncan was the reason they won all those titles, and he was kind of boring style-wise. He was not, again, the Vince Carter versus Tim Duncan scale. He was still on the Tim Duncan side of this. Boring.
But, okay.
To me, and to a big chunk of the basketball audience. Yeah, the hardcore NBA fans love this. And I understand that. But I'm talking about, I'm not surprised, and I don't know the ratings, but I would be surprised if this had like Michael Jordan style ratings. Obviously, different.
Yeah.
There are only like four stations or whatever. I get it. But this is very much San Antonio Spurs in the two guard kind of body of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to me.
Okay, but if you're asking for Vince Carter, like Vince Carter is one of the great in-game dunkers we've ever had.
Yes.
Right. He dunks over Frederick Weiss. That didn't happen in a finals.
No, like, I know. He never got to the finals. I'm very aware. Yeah, and that's why I think the NBA kind of lost its ratings over the last 10 years because we couldn't get a guy like that in the finals.
We have Anthony Edwards who can dunk like crazy who just was in the Western Conference finals.
I'm sorry. I watched last night. I did not see Anthony Edwards.
He's been back-to-back two Western Conference finals. He got beat. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't just, like, usher him right into the finals because you want to see a good
even
dunk.
Even he's not quite there because there's something a little bit off with Anthony Edwards.
He's 25.
Yeah.
Give him a sec.
I just that's how I enjoy watching basketball to some extent. I love the chess match. It's incredible. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I'm like, I can't believe he just hit that shot. He just bounced off a guy 22 feet away from the basket and drained the jumper.
Yeah.
Total respect and admiration. But I was saying before the show, is there anyone in the series that you would really, really want to see in a slam dunk contest or a three-point shooting contest? And you can say Obi Toppin won the slam dunk contest.
Yeah.
But again, I ask the question, is there anyone you really want to see in the slam dunk contest? No.
Okay, but that's an exhibition that's like for, that's kind of...
Is kids. Kids.
No, I know,
yeah.
But what grows...
That's what I'm talking about.
But what grows the game more, the slam dunk competition or the finals?
By far the slam dunk
but
competition.
But once a Gatorade commercial is more off the finals, I know Michael Jordan had both, but you know he's crossing over Russell... That's the finals. That you would say that's not a, is that a spectacular
play? I want a combo.
Play?
I want a combo. I want both. And to think that Michael Jordan in the slam dunk contest did not grow the NBA would be a major, major mistake.
Wait, here's a question for you because it was I get it was the 80s. So we just had last year. You had the finals. It was Boston and Dallas. Okay, and it was quick. And it was fast. It was a 5-game series, and it was exciting because of I guess Luka unexpectedly getting to the finals. But it was Boston's time. What's the last, like, you had the Nuggets and the Heat the year before. Again, fast. That was a gentleman's sweep, right? We didn't expect Miami to be there. Jimmy Butler ran out of gas. His father passed away. He had all these other things going on. It was a mess behind the scenes, and Jokic gets crowned. I'll give you Boston and Golden State.
Yeah,
that was a really good finals. Who was in-game dunking in
that? No, but if you can't get an in-game dunk, then give me a three-pointer 10 feet behind the line. Curry's exciting, too.
You hit all these threes last night, and you're like...
No, but they don't hit them like Curry. If you can't understand the difference between Steph Curry and Jalen Williams, then I don't know what game you're watching.
Okay, but there might be one Steph Curry ever, period.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to see.
Well, he's going to be retired soon.
I know. Me and Adam Silver are upset about this fact.
I guess, like, I don't know. I think you're glossing over the fact that actual basketball games have to be played. Yep. And yes, you do get the highlights of Steph logo threes and you got Jordan dunks, but you know the Jordan shot over Craig Elo was not a dunk. The one over Russell's not a dunk.
But there's something spectacular about watching the way Michael Jordan played basketball and Kobe and LeBron and Curry. I need that back. And here's the thing. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the other thing, we need a dynasty. We need OKC to go on a run. That's the other thing that can sort of attract casuals is a dynasty. It could be that, too, that we're not familiar with these guys. You can't have a different champion. How many years in a row now?
I think it's 5.
That's a problem. I need something. Something's missing.
I'll agree with you that dynasties are good because you get like a natural sort of people jump on bandwagons or they root against them, and that's really fun. But I think what the biggest thing, if you're saying, you know, people who just casually watch basketball, I don't say casuals, I feel like that's pejorative. If you don't have time to watch 82 basketball games, that's not your fault. You tune in for the finals, that's awesome. There's no history between these two teams. That's the part of it. I think that if they met again next year, I think we like this. You know,
but I think it's funny because you seem to agree with me that the Spurs were not attractive to casual fans.
I understand what you're saying. I think we appreciated Tim Duncan at the time, but I just think it's an oversimplification because I was watching, this quote unquote boring team in the Spurs play against LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, which is the biggest star power you could possibly have in a final.
And God forbid, if you didn't get LeBron against the Spurs, and I'm sure the ratings were just awful.
But it was if you go back, actually, those games were blowout, blowout, blowout. So they didn't really help themselves because the actual games were bad. These games have been compelling and good. This is a 2-point game with 8 minutes left to go. This is, the Pacers win game one, and all of a sudden they, take away the home court from OKC at the very beginning. This has been interesting. This is not the San Antonio Spurs sweeping LeBron James's first Cavs team.
Let me ask you a question. If you were going to text a buddy a highlight from last night's game to say this was the most exciting play, what would it be?
Well, I'm just
saying. Aaron Nesmith dunking over.
Well, give me one from the Thunder, that the winning team.
Why? You just said take one from the game.
Well, because, like, you want.
You can't take one from the game.
That tells the story of the game.
Yeah.
You want one that tells the story of the game.
I want one from the winning team. I mean.
Yeah.
I guess here's the thing.
And if you think Aaron Nesmith is a highlight player, then I feel sorry for you because he is not.
Well, don't tell the Knicks fans that because he hit eight threes in a game and stole a game from them.
I mean, Aaron Nesmith, what? Okay. It's like, oh, move over Kobe. Here comes Aaron Nesmith.
Was that not a highlight play? You just said, tell me a highlight.
Show me one from the Thunder.
They might not have one. That's fine. But I don't. But it was a. We're talking about these players as in basketball like it's the Haley Circus or like it's gymnastics. Like, I want to see a guy do three flips and jump off a trampoline. Yeah. That's not the NBA Finals. That's not basketball.
Yeah, Perloff, this ain't NBA Jam, man. Yeah,
take Andrew Perloff out of this. This is why the casual fans, to me, are not in. I hear all these excuses that it's about politics, it's about market size. No, it's if you had a super exciting player or a super successful player, like if you had Steph Curry or LeBron, or you had a Zion or somebody, then I think the ratings would be up. I think this is the San Antonio Spurs 2.0.
Yeah. What about the idea, though, that you tune in, it's a close game? Because I've thought about that. Do you need stars or do you need close games?
I'd like to see the numbers on that.
Well, because we'll bring back that San Antonio-Miami series when it was blowout, 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 blowout. That all the stars in the world could have been there. If the game's a 25-point lead, then
sure,
who cares?
I'll bet you the ratings were twice what they are for this one.
Well, maybe because LeBron, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you actually,
LeBron.
But you actually tune into those games. How long are you sticking around for?
Well, I'm just
These
saying,
have been close in the fourth quarter.
I hear you, but I think the answer is no. I don't think people tune in for that. I think they tune in for star power.
But at a certain point, we can't keep telling the fans that the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers don't matter for 82 games. And then when it comes to the NBA Finals, when they're the best teams, then you say, well, yeah, of course you're not watching because they don't matter. It's like, well, no, you told the people for 5 months that these teams didn't matter. Charles Barkley, like when we went on that rant about how the season is about the Oklahoma City Thunder and that's what we should be talking about, but we all want to talk about the Lakers. We all want to talk about LeBron James. We all want to talk about Steph Curry, guys and teams that actually didn't matter. That then affects the ratings because then when we get to the NBA Finals, people that have been following the NBA casually are like, I haven't heard anything about this Tyrese Haliburton on the Pacers. I haven't heard anything about the Oklahoma City Thunder. I know they're good, but people kept saying that they were kind of frauds and the NBA regular season doesn't matter. If you're telling people over and over again that these other teams don't matter, these stars don't matter, we're so stuck in 2016, 2017,
right.
Then this is the result you get.
Well, but here's the counter to that, EJ. Like, sports fans, do they really need to take their cues from Barkley? I understand how influential his voice is and just sort of the message sent about these two teams was that they're not... Well, not OKC, but definitely Indiana, that they're like lucky to be here and they're the Cinderella team.
Well,
but does a sports fan, you can make up your own mind, right? Can you watch the game and be like, you know what, this team's pretty damn good.
Do Caitlin Clark ratings high because somebody on ESPN told us to watch Caitlin Clark? No, everyone's passing around clips. I think I understand.
If you put these same players and just change the laundry and put the Oklahoma City Thunder, put them in purple and gold, you put the Indiana Pacers, you put them in green and white, you'd see an entire. This conversation wouldn't be happening.
I agree.
It would not be
by the way,
like, this
whole
thing about style of play. Kobe Bryant was old when he beat the Celtics. Paul Pierce was limping up and down the court with a bad knee.
Those were not the greatest finals. I agree with that.
Those were not up and down, guys jumping over each other. This final is maybe not dunks, but it's up and down, fast-paced basketball.
I mean, see, you just made the point, though, because that's another thing, right? The history of the Lakers-Celtics is one of the most special things we have across all sports,
right?
So, you know, you got to go back and thank Jerry West and Bill Russell for stuff like that and how incredible that framework was. It would definitely
These
two teams have no history.
That being said, I'm sure the Celtics ratings were not good last year, and the Warriors Celtics, because it was coming off the pandemic, were not good either. So I don't think it's that laundry is going to sell you alone. I think you need a star driven thing. You need LeBron James. You need Steph Curry. You need something spectacular. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's style is workmanlike.
I got more thoughts on this. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Why Michael Jordan might actually be to blame for what we're watching now. I know it's going to seem like a stretch.
He's an idiot and a fool.
Follow me there.
I can't wait to hear this.
Have these games and has this finals been compelling? That's our question to you. 888-710-4ISN. The Mount Olympus of Maggie Perloff continues today. Guys, we're headed to South Beach. Taking our talents to see who are the four sports gods from the city of Miami. Also, John Lynch talking to the media about the tough decisions that the 49ers had to make this offseason. But are they setting up for the big comeback? It's the Maggie and Perloff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sure, let's go.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. The difference between me and I think the rest of the crew is very evident now. I care more about the slam dunk contest on Saturday night as a kid than game five of the NBA Finals.
Which is funny because you're actually the only person here who played basketball at even some kind of higher level.
Like,
college.
No.
And we feel like you would appreciate this more than anybody, but you only want to see like 360 in-game dunks.
So I was a bench warmer in high school and then played JV at Dartmouth, but it was closer to club. I have to be totally honest. Like, there was no varsity coach being like, let's bring that 6'4", 163-pound guy up. No, It was closer. It was not what you think
guy,
it was.
A $1.63, eat a burger.
I was Chet Holmgren, but a 6'4 version of Chet Holmgren. So Chet Holmgren doesn't work at 6'4, Manny. But my style has always been, again, I'm going to do the Vince Carter versus Tim Duncan scale.
Well, not your playing style. Your preferred style to watch.
I was obsessed with watching Vince Carter games, whether he was in Toronto or New Jersey. That's the one guy I'd watch every night. Because you had to hold your breath to see what is he going to try to do. I just think that the Thunder are more of a mid-range attack, which is a little boring. Now, also, too, everything you guys have said is totally true. There's a lack of history, a lack of sort of, we haven't seen these teams yet. We don't know these teams. EJ said that's because of ESPN, but also the Thunder hasn't been in the finals since 2012, and the Pacers have never really been in the finals.
Yeah,
so how would we know them? You need some history.
That's true. I have a thought on this also and why Michael Jordan might be to blame.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Jeff's in Minnesota, though, wants to talk about the Thunder side of things. What's up, Jeff?
Well, thank you, Maggie, and happy Halloween. I think this just turned into a horror show for the Pacers. Considering Halliburton, what's been going on with him.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I absolutely think you have a beautiful mind because I agree with you wholeheartedly. This series is over.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to say about the Thunder that not many people are talking about is that until 2031, they have 13 first-round picks.
Insane.
So could this be the start of a dynasty? And I just want to hear what you guys think. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. And I'll prolong. Yeah. You called this weeks ago.
I'm torn on this because I was watching the finals last night. I'm like, oh, this is fun. I wonder what two teams are going to be here next year, because I thought the Nuggets were going to be back for sure. I was like, oh, well, they'll be back. I thought the Celtics last year were going to win the title back to back. Something happened. And then I watched the Thunder. I'm like, well, logically, they should go on a massive championship run. But something funny is going on in the NBA where you see someone new every year.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be. They do have all that. Now, are they going to use that draft capital to trade for another superstar? If they win, why would they do that if they win the series?
It's going to be interesting because you don't want to like upset the apple cart, right? And you don't want to bringing in a superstar means bringing another personality and another ego and another, you know, someone who needs 15 shots a night or whatever it is. What it depends on the type of star. You got to be very careful that if you are going to start adding big pieces, like when the Warriors brought in Kevin Durant, right, and he signed in free agency, they didn't have to make a trade. It was like game, set, match, and it was, but it was Haley's Comet too, because it flew through the sky and then they couldn't keep it together.
Yep.
Even a great coach like Steve Kerr, who manages egos, even a selfless superstar, a humble superstar like Steph Curry, even though he's the petty king, that would have been the perfect spot to absorb someone like Kevin Durant, and it only lasted a couple of years.
Well, I'm the petty king.
He did blow out his Achilles and lost basically 2 years of his career.
Yeah, but he left. He left to go to Brooklyn with Kyrie Irving, like rather as opposed to staying with Steph Curry and Klay and Draymond.
If they had beaten the Raptors that series, is there any chance that all goes down differently?
I mean, not if you read Ethan Strauss's book.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But
he and Kurt did not get along. He and Draymond didn't get along.
I'll take that. I'll take at least two in a row. Give me that. Give me something. I was. I don't know if the Thunder team, as currently constituted, is good enough to repeat in today's NBA. But you have the whole Western Conference gearing up to fight them. And that's another thing that happens in the NBA. Other teams watch you and be like, all right, we got to find a counter for Shea, a counter for Jalen Williams. It's hard. They look like a dynasty, but I don't know in these days. They do have a lot of journeymen playing major minutes. So I'm not sure they're not the 1986 Celtics or Lakers.
Sure, sure.
So, I mean, like, listen, Hartenstein and T.J. McConnell just was the best player on the court in the NBA Finals. So it's not like they're that good.
Yeah, but we are watching, you know, between Shea and J-Dub and Jalen Williams. I mean, they're, you know, Richard Jefferson's talking about how he watched LeBron James and Kyrie Irving both score 40 in a finals game and comparing that to what he saw last
night. Right. How many did they win together?
Yeah, one. Here's my thing about why Michael Jordan might be to blame here. And I don't know if this is all Michael Jordan.
Became personal with you.
Maybe part of the reason, Pearl, why you don't find this as compelling outside of just the mid-range gods that happen to be, you know, patrolling the floor is NBA has become so much about ring culture.
Yeah.
And the only thing that gets us up and our blood going and our blood boiling, if you will, is comparing guys to Michael Jordan mm-hmm. or comparing them to LeBron James mm-hmm. or comparing them to Steph Curry, and no one really fits in this series to compare to those guys, at least not right now.
But so, I don't understand. What's the downside with that?
Well, I'm just saying there's no in-between anymore. It's like you either are chasing Jordan's six rings mm-hmm. or you are the worst person in the bottom of a shoe. And we do this a little bit with mm-hmm. quarterbacks in the NFL also. It's like you don't even have a career if you don't win.
I don't understand. Is it the point to win a title?
It is, but it's like...
Do you think it used to be different? Like, wow, man, look at Brad Daugherty's career with the Cleveland Cavs. He was amazing. He got to the second round 3 out of 4 times. Why would that be interesting? Well, of course it's a ring culture. I thought the whole point of getting out there on the court every day was to win a championship.
You're right, but can I just say, like, I think that we have more respect for Charles Barkley, for Stockton and Malone, for guys who were great, Hall of Fame level, who never won. We have way more respect for those guys than we do James Harden and Russell Westbrook other guys who are also going to the Hall of Fame, who are also great players in their own right. I don't think we respect them because they didn't win. Chris Paul, actually, because we'll talk about how many 3-1 series leads they blew and all this and that, as opposed to, I think we give a little more grace to the guys who played in the 80s and 90s who didn't win. Like, we were just doing Sports Guys of Atlanta. Dominique Wilkins, not even a question, never got to the finals.
Yeah, but that's because he was so spectacular. He was a rare exception. Like, we don't talk about Alex English and Adrian Dantley. Like, we kind of talk about them as disappointing players. Again, Charles Barkley at least made it to Game 6 of the finals. Westbrook and Harden on teams that they led
Made it to the finals.
But teams that, I know the 2012 Thunder, yeah. But when they were at their MVP level, they did not get to the finals.
Because Warriors were in the way. I mean, you know.
But Barkley would have clearly won a title if Michael Jordan wasn't there, and so would Karl Malone, and so would probably Patrick Ewing.
Well, you could say Harden could have won if Steph Curry's not there. I mean.
Harden. And Harden does get a lot of respect. He's high up on all-time lists. I just think Harden's a different animal. You have to admit there's something way different about it. Game 7 choke jobs, like, that's a thing.
No, I understand. He's come up small in big spots. But also, like, back then, did we know we still respect Patrick Ewing. There's a couple stories about Patrick Ewing at the Gold Club in Atlanta that don't get nearly the play. Well, maybe they did then.
Patrick Ewing was awesome, though.
James Harden, that we know his jersey's retired in a strip club, like almost making it seem like he doesn't care as much, you know? I'm just saying, I think we give a lot more grace to the guys who didn't win back in the day as opposed to the guys now. And I think it's the ring culture. It's become everything. It's all there. It's what we have. It's what we like. And just comparing guys to retired dudes or guys who are almost retired is our jam.
Even if you have a ring, you get disrespect.
Like Giannis.
Giannis gets disrespect. Kevin Durant gets disrespect.
So that it's not ring culture.
No, it is ring culture because it's
like
now,
on steroids.
Now it's so like, well, you only got one or you only got two.
Or you joined the Warriors and joined a super team.
The way you got your championship was
bus
phony
rider.
Because you were a bus rider.
Yeah. Snitches get stitches.
It's totally warped. It's totally warped how we view this sport.
But I don't understand. It used to be... Because Michael Jordan, like, nobody compares to Michael Jordan, except LeBron. Like, that's like, none of these guys are all good, but there's that lower level. But I think you need to really carry the sport. You need a star who is both exciting and wins a bunch of championships.
But like Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing and Karl Malone, well, maybe I'll take Karl Malone off for other stuff. But those two guys, for example, they don't have haters. They don't have guys who run around saying, you know what, I know you guys think Patrick Ewing was good, but he actually was terrible because he didn't win a championship. Those guys don't have haters.
Yeah.
James Harden does. Russell Westbrook does.
Oh, because their play is
Chris Paul
does.
Well, that's my point, though. Yeah. You're saying that, okay, you're saying their players are obnoxious.
They're so overrated because the media doesn't really understand what they're looking at. I always thought Russell Westbrook.
You're literally making my point.
I agree. Why does everyone think Russell Westbrook is good? The dude can't shoot.
Right, but those other guys also had flaws that didn't allow them to win championships. Charles Barkley was fat most of his career.
Charles Barkley was 6'4" and led the NBA in rebounding. He's a monster. But that's the thing. Charles Barkley was an underdog. Like, Russell Westbrook is a brick machine.
You don't see what happened? You're literally doing the thing I just said that people do. I just think that. Now it's like, well, Charles Barkley was 6'4" and was great. I'm like, yeah, he also had flaws. It was what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Like these guys can't win today. They can't.
Oh, I mean, you guys listen. If you're going to die on the James Harden Russell Westbrook mountain, then good luck.
I'm just saying the guys who didn't win today, it's almost like their careers don't matter as opposed to the guys who didn't win back in the day. We still appreciate their careers, even though they didn't win either. 888-710-4ISN. The ring culture is just out of control. And again, I see this happening a little bit with the with quarterbacks too in the NFL. Meanwhile, we have headlines to get to. We completely botched that, Bogish, so our sincerest apologies.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you believe that or mean that.
I do.
Okay.
But we will hold on.
You just
on
keep not getting to me then, so you guys aren't learning your lesson.
Because we need Shohei Ohtani updates and all the other amazing things that you've got for us. Stay tuned and tell us if you think this is true about ring culture in the NBA. Has it gotten out of control? 888-710-4IS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whoop. Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Debating whether or not ring culture is kind of, I'll say, ruining our enjoyment of these NBA finals, but we're not comparing anybody to anyone. No one's chasing Jordan in this one. No one's chasing LeBron. No one's chasing Steph Curry because all these guys in this finals are new.
Well, I think also, too, I don't even understand this argument because now it's not just you have to win a ring. Now it's multiple rings.
Right, exactly. So blame Jordan even
but
more.
But couldn't it be that we're not into these players because, you know, they're just not as compelling as the all-time guys? I think it gets back to, we do need to see a dynasty here. We can't have 14 years in a row with 14 different champions. That's going to get boring.
Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got headlines for us. Last night was awesome. A lot of cool stuff going on.
All the headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Control, alt, delete, baby.
Last night might not have been awesome for those Pacers. They did flirt with their sixth 15-plus point rally of this postseason, cutting an 18-point hole down to 2 in the fourth of Game 5 of the Finals in OKC. But that was it this time.
Tries to the foul line. Gives it up. Right wing to Dubs. Slashing left away from Nembhard. Down the lane, high off the window. Sits home. A high arcing right-hand layup.
Thunder 110, the Pacers 97. Is this young team something? Answering the call in game five.
Boring. Matt Pinto, Thunder Radio, Jalen Williams, a playoff career high 40 points. Pearl could do that as OKC ran away for good to win 120-109, leaving them one win away from ending a title drought that dates back to Seattle.
Wow.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander throwing in 31 points.
They played in Seattle.
And 10 assists. He and J-Dub combining to make 22 free throws. Rick Carlisle says his Pacers made it way too easy for the Thunder.
We had 23 turnovers for 32 points. I mean, that's the game. So, you know, we got to do a heck of a lot better there.
During the decisive fourth quarter run, Indy gave the ball away on four straight possessions. The Pacers can fix that problem for Game 6 on Thursday, but maybe they can't fix what's ailing Tyrese Halliburton. It appears to be a right calf issue. He did not hit a shot last night, scoring only 4 points with 6 assists. Again, Game 6 in Indy on Thursday night. Two-way Shohei was back last night. Ohtani was the Dodgers' opener, allowing one run, 2 hits in the first inning, throwing 28 pitches, and he drove in 2 runs in a 6-3 win over the Padres. Manager Dave Roberts, a little surprised, Ohtani touched 100 in his first mound appearance in 21 months.
You know, I was thinking 95 to 97, but I think that just a competitor adrenaline came out in him.
And there's also this. Ipe Mizuhara reported to a federal prison in Pennsylvania yesterday to begin serving his 57-month sentence for stealing just about $17 million from Shohei.
Oh, that's it?
We still don't know why Ipe's initial report date was pushed back from March to yesterday. And for a while, we weren't sure exactly where he is, but now we know where he is for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, he's going to be there for a while. And then it looks like after he's done with the federal prison sentence, it looks like he's going to get deported back to Japan because he's a Japanese citizen. And that generally happens if you go to jail for a major crime like that, then you get deported afterwards. And it's funny because I got obsessed with this story, Pearl, because 19,000 bets Ipe placed with a bookie over the course of 2 years and spent every waking moment with Shohei Ohtani. And Shohei said he had no idea that Ipe had ever placed a bet. He had no idea that he was addicted to gambling, which is a terrible disease that he has that I hope he gets cleaned up. But guys, no. Nothing.
Wait. So what? Wait, what?
The 19,000 bets. Like, that's a lot of bets to make over 2 years.
That sounds like a guy with a gambling problem to me.
I'm staying
silent. I'm 1-800-GAMBLER. No, eBay, I don't know what to tell you.
I know. Well, he obviously got himself way too deep here, and now he's in prison for it. But
I made about 11 bets last night. I was trying to live bet the Pacers because I thought they were coming back. So I'm like, all right, well, the odds are huge. I got to put like $3 on this.
Well, if I find that somehow you've been siphoning off my bank account, then we're going to have a big problem. But I just still can't believe that Shohei said he had no idea.
I always call Pearl off the Maggie translator.
But I think, a gambler is like a drug addict. Like, they can hide a lot of things.
I know. I do hope for Ipe because, you know, listen, I hope he does get help and that he doesn't battle this his whole life, you know, this gambling addiction, which has cost him everything.
But isn't Ipe in prison?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I feel like you're talking about him like he's just like, he's a criminal.
No, I understand. Yeah. But also, he's an addict. So he's got to get right.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a great point. I should root for him in that sense. But he's a fraudster in a massive way.
I know. I was obsessed with this story, and now it's just really sad.
Oh, we know.
Is it definitely past tense? You keep saying I was obsessed.
Well, me and Bogus were wondering.
Invested.
Right?
Remember, Maggie was not following the Ipe is not reporting to jail story, which we thought was kind of juicy. And for some reason, you missed that one.
Yeah.
And I still don't quite understand why it was so hard to get him to actually go to jail.
Well, obviously for Maggie, the luster has worn off.
Now that he got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not as cool.
But actually,
get caught.
I would actually... I don't, on that 19,000 number, I heard that. I'm like, oh, yeah, a gambling addict might be able to make that many bets. Are you
but
saying
bookie,
that him?
Though, that's, you said DraftKings. That's like, you know, you're very easy. It's a touch of a button. He's got to actually text somebody.
Well, you're applying, but even that number is, if it's him and Shohei, like, that's still a lot of bets for two people.
It's a lot of bets for a fraternity. I mean, I want to give Shohei a little grace because he's not speaking his first language, but he did this press conference in Japanese and then it was translated. But again, through translation, obviously we realize how problematic that can be. No clue. No clue. Like, even if your friend is a drug addict, alcoholic, whatever, don't you have some kind of an inkling? Shohei says he never knew that Ipe was at no bets, that he was placing any bets.
Well, I mean, this guy was a high-level fraud. I mean, he was a con artist.
Yeah, he was. Right. No, I know.
And I've been fooled by many con artists.
Yeah, and I feel like I could miss somebody making 19,000 bets. The missing $17 million is the thing that...
Oh, see, that to me is way more believable.
Yeah.
Wow. Shohei's got that much money.
And also, a lot of those athletes are very busy. This guy, especially, he's pitching and hitting. You think he has time to watch his bank account?
Well, I do not share in the conspiracy theory. I think what happened is what happened.
Yeah.
But like, if you're looking for like what's the alarm bell that should go off, the missing money should come before 19,000 thumb clicks your buddy.
I do get it, but you got to remember this detail. Ipe was such a good con artist, as Perloff is saying, that he convinced Shohei's agency, I think it's CAA, I can't remember, to put the checks
into
a different bank account that Shohei never saw.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. I mean, we were the ones, one of those guys on there was really confused about the banking part of it.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. Like, I'm just ranking alarm bells.
Oh.
I think the missing money is like, if you're wondering how he didn't know, I would have focused on the missing money, not the amount of bets that Ipe made.
Yeah, no, that's fair. $17 million is a lot to be missing.
Bunch of red flags. Bunch of red flags.
Right. Yeah. Well, hopefully Ipe gets his life straight.
I mean, Maggie, I hate to put you on the spot. I feel like you're implying Shohei knew a lot. So do you actually think it's still a possibility that Shohei was actually making the bets?
I've let go of the idea that Shohei was making the bets because that seems slanderous. He never has been connected to that. Again, I'll just say, like, I can't believe that someone you spent every waking moment with. Mookie Betts said he sees Shohei Ohtani for 5 minutes before every game. They're not close. But Ipe was doing everything for Ohtani. They spent all that time together, and you have no idea that person is placing bets. Like, I know what my best friend is up to.
But you wouldn't know what your best friend was.
You have no idea what the four people you're looking at right now.
Yes.
You have no idea what best they play.
But I don't drive to the show with everyone here. We don't hang out. We hang out during the show, but I don't drive home with you. You guys don't have access to my bank accounts, although I said I'd give Manny all of my information. You could be my emergency contact.
She's full of horse manure.
But I don't. We work together, but we're not as tight as Ipe and Shohei.
No, but they also weren't spooning at night, and they weren't using like the love toilet from SNL. Like, they were separate at times.
Not that much.
They weren't like locking arms and like Lady and the Tramp and Spaghetti. Like they did.
But they're also traveling with each other 6 months out of the year.
Yeah, and the other 6 months when he was betting.
Maybe he knew he was betting, but not how much.
He said he didn't know. I just find it hard to believe. Anyway. That's just me. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. John Lynch talking about the 49ers and some of the painful goodbyes they had to say this offseason, but is it all for the better? Get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.